Kareba Sefer. Somebody was laning from a Sefer. The Rashi says, Kol HaSfarim Shlem HaSirim Kemegillah. All the Sfarim they had down was like, I would say, Torah like a Megillah. It was like rolled up. So you were reading a Sefer, Chumash. Alhur Skupa. You were standing on a porch, like, but it's Gargol HaSefer Miyodei. And one side of the Sefer fell out of your hand, was the Gargol rolled out of your hand, is Allah HaGorlo Yesla. You're allowed to roll it back to you. Rashi, you're holding one of them. You hold one side you're holding, and the other side fell down. Is Gorlo Yesla? Perak Basa the Ervin Mukim Law be a school for Kamlis. Talking about this porch or this boundless like platform you're standing on, it's only a Kamlis. They're going Gavoya Gimel. It's Yutvachem High. Gimel Tvachem High. Ruach Vadalit. Rishos Rabbim my verse before him. Rishos Rabbim in front of it. So here there's only Shalz and Yisur of the Rabbonins. The enough for Kulam Yodi, even if the whole Sefer fell from a Kamlis into Rishos Rabbim, or Mahadale, and you would pick it up now, Rishos Rabbim, the Yiskufo, Lav Chiyud HaChatatika, there's no Yisur here. Because the Kamlis is no Yisur of the Yisur. Hilka Hashtud the Roshi Yechub Yodi. Now the case is you're holding one side of the Sefer you have in your hand, and the other side rolled down to Rishos Rabbim, so we'll map you to roll it back up to your hand. Since you're holding one side and it didn't land anywhere, it just like fell down, so you're allowed to roll it up to you. Let's say no, you're reading the safe on top of your roof, which is a Rishus HaYochid. When it's gone, a safe in the Yodai, and the safe now fell down in front, which is a Rishus HaRabim, it depends. Actually, Gila Yutvachim, if it didn't get to the Abu Rishus Rabin, it didn't come within Yutvachim Abu Rishus Rabin, then Gorla Yesla, then Shita just rolled the Sefer back to you. Mishigil Yutvachim, once the bottom of the Sefer reached within Yutvachim of the Rishus Rabin, so it's considered the bottom of the Sefer is in the Rishus Rabin. And you're on top now in Rishus HaYochid. So here we have to make Zeris. Because if the whole Sefer would fall down to Rishus Rabin, and then you go and pick it up to you, it would be Chayim Midiraisa. Here we said the locker is hoif chayal aksav. You have to like turn the safe around, make the words facing toward the wall of covered a safe room, and leave it there on Shabbat. You're not allowed to pick the safe back up to you. That's the locker. So Drashi hoy kore bereisha gag shu rishus yochid. You're reading this chumish the safer b'shus arab b'shus yochid on top. But it's gagla safe miyodah bereish yechud biyodah. One half, one side you have in your hand, and the other side roll down. Is actually gear roisha tafton liyuda tafton shu avrishus rabin. If it didn't even reach the avri, the ear of the shus rabin yet, gur lo yesloi. You have a right to fold it up and bring it back to you. The gear liyud, but if it reached the bottom to yud, is also lo goyloi. Then you're not allowed to be goyloi to you. The gozo rabona bona made exerim shum shmus. Hecha the ogdi biyod, in a case where you're still holding on to it, or to a case exerim, hecha the nofik miyod, maybe you'll fall out of your hand kuloi. The Leilai said, Yikachuyubi deraisa. Because if the whole Sefer falls to Rishus HaRabin, and then you go and pick it up and bring it back into the house, that will be an Issa deraisa. So in such a case, when the Sefer reached the Avir, the Rabbanim made a Gzeira. Now the Kasher is, Vabinimbo, the Kasher on this Gzeira, Amai Haif Chalaksav. Why do we say you're not allowed to pick up the Sefer, you have to leave it there? Just turn around, the Ksav should be not Mimokim Bezoyim. It should be facing the wall. Holeinach! There's no hanoch here. You have a safer on top, like a Megillah, and it rolled down. It's not munach anywhere. It's hanging in the air. So it's hanging in the air. Pshuti shall about to bring it up to you. It's, even if it reached the bottom of it, reached within 5 tefachim of the ground. So good, it's hanging in the air, Rishus HaRabim. But it's not munach there. It's not resting on anything. So it doesn't pass any gzeris. Only nakira could be if it's resting on something. The Yamar Rabba, the terrace over there, is the Kaisel Meshupa. We're talking about where it landed on the Kaisel. It's the wall, it's slanty. So when the Sefer, the Megillah rolled down, it's munach on the Kaisel. So you see a Sefer lying on a slanty Kaisel, it's called a munach there. So if it reached Yutvachim of the ground, it's considered munach to Rishus HaRabim, so we don't let you bring it up. So you see something resting on a slanty wall, it's considered munach. So that's the Teres us also, this water that's running down the slanty wall is considered like it's munach on the wall, and therefore when you take it out of the wall, it's called Yemei Nakira. For the Gemara, what's the sushta for the Gemara? Hey, Mediyama, rather the Sefer. When do we say when something is slanted, sitting like a smunach there? Go to Sefer, a Sefer gets stuck there. A Sefer stays there. The Yava Denayich, it stays there, it's munach there, it rests there. Of a Mayim, running water down the wall. Miyavida Denayichi, does the running water stay still there? What do I care if the coast of Meshupa? The water stays there running down. There's no Makam Hanocha there. So Vaitis Rikshver, even though the water is running down the slanty wall, what do we said, when you take it out of this wool and take it outside Yechayiv, you didn't make an Akira. An Akira has to be a mokum where it's munach someplace. Here it wasn't munach. Elo amar Rava could go and shekolat meyaga begumra. We're talking about a new case, not that the water was running, but that the water was in the guma. The water was in a hole there. Was in like a guma. Yes, that's posh. But the Gemara says pshita. You have water in a hole, and you take a cup of water out of there and take it to Rishus Rav Mavad Yechayim. Mal detayim no. Mayim agabi mayim lav hanochon. Water on top of other water is not called munach. Because the Metzias water is always turning around. You have a big puddle of water. The water can be also turning around. So maybe the top water is not called like munach. It's called water is moving water and water. Kamash mula no. That's called munach. The yod the rova, the time of the yom rova. Mayim agabi mayim hanu anachosim. When you pour water into other water, it's all considered munach there. And you can take out some water now, it's called, you make an akira. Water on water is called anocha. Mashenkin egos agabi mayim. Let's say you have a nut floating on top of a puddle of water. Lav hainu anachosa. And now on Shabbos you can go and pick up that nut and carry it outside, you'll be potter. Because it's not called munach. A nut floating on top of water is not called resting, it's called moving around. So it's not called nakira to be chayiv. No boy rubber clad rubber shall like this. Ego is the kli. You have a knot inside a kli. The kli tsafa gadi mayim. And the kli is floating atop of the water. Now, this is Rishus Rabin. And you come now and pick up the knot. What's the locha? My. Boser ego's linda. We go. Boser the knot. For her knife. The knot is resting. Because the knot is inside the kli. The kli is standing still. So the knot inside the kli is called a mokka munach yechayim. A duma boss the kli, as in, no, don't go boss to the knot, go boss to the kli. The kli is floating on top of water. When something is floating on top of the water, it's not called munach there. Volaynach, denied, it's moving around. So the mara teiku, and achlami, that type of rub has a shayla. The rub is mistook because the knot that's floating, the knot floating on top of the water is potter, it's not called munach. So the knot in the kli, and the kli is floating, you look at the kli, you look at the knot. It's like obliged by a topic. So Tony speaks out, he's snake or something like this. Tony says, again. Boiling off again. There goes the kli. You have a knot in the kli. For kli tzafagabi mayim, and the kli is floating on top of the water. Is both the egos azlinim. The question is, when you take the knot out of the kli, so, and you walk with it now, dal damas kashus rabin, is it called an akira from a mokum? You walk dal damas, then you put it down, you can be chayvana. Is both the egos azlinim, the high naich, the knot is resting inside the kli. So when you pick up the knot now, it's called, you made an akira. I do my boss the kli has been, and now you go after the kli, behind the naich, and the kli is not resting, deny it, because the kli itself is floating on top of the water. So the more by a take. As we spoke out yesterday, the shalom is how it was in the Mishkan, how exactly left something in its place to rest, there had to be a derech to leave it there to rest there. The question is this called a derech to let something rest in a kli, that the kli is floating on the water? Is this a derech or not? Right. Shemen shetaf agabiyayim. Let's say you have oil floating on top of wine. If you have a vat full of wine, and on top of that you have some shemen. So now you take out the shemen, let's say it's in Rishus HaYochid, you eke the shemen, and you walk outside Rishus HaRabin. The question is the shemen now that's floating on top of wine, is that called the shemen is a mokum munach, that by picking it up you make it an akira? Or else no, shemen is floating on top of wine, it's considered wine is one thing. Now on top of the wine you have some oil. Now if oil is floating on top of yayin, it's not called a mokum munach, it's not resting, it's floating around. So when you pick it up, it's not called your akirit from a mokum that was munach. The question is, oil on top of yayin is it called like one thing? Like we had before, water on top of water is considered one body. So when you pick it up, the whole thing is munach. Or else, no, shemen is called one body, and yain is another body. So the shemen on top of yain is not munach. So the more it's a machloikas of yechen and benur of rabbon. The tanan is alochem. Shemen shatap agabi yain. We have oil that's floating on top of yain. The no got full yain b'shem. A full yain is somebody that's tummy. He went to the mikvah, and he's still tummy till her shemesh, till at night time. This alochem, when he touches truma, he makes the truma puzzle.
That means what he touches in itself is purple, but it can't be matam or another thing. Lafuke, if it be a rishon or a sheni, when they touch something, the sheni makes a shlishi. A purple is a pshat, just in itself is makabel tumah, but it can't be matam or something else. So here the tful yoim touched the top shemen, and it did not touch the yayin. So the question is the shemen and yayin considered like one body? That when the tful yoim touched the shemen, it's as if it was matam of the yayin ofum, or do we consider them like two different bodies? So the tful yoim touched the shemen is tamei. The yayin is tor though. So it's a machlekes. Tful yoim is shemen. Loi pasul el shemen buvad. So it's not the Tanakama. Only the shemen is pasul. You see, it's considered like two different bodies, and the shemen is by itself that pasul, and not the yayin. Reb Yechon and the Nuri Yoimer shneiyim mechuborim zel azir. No, it's considered like one body. So when shemen on top of the yayin is considered like one body, so when the tful yoim touched the shemen, automatically the yayin also becomes tummy. So according to Reb Yechon and Benuri, that's considered like one body. That's the story we had before. Water, agave, water is considered one body, and it's called munach. So when you take the tap water out, your chayim is called the menakira from its smoke and munach. According to Reb Yechon and Benuri also, shemen is considered one body with the wine. So when you pick up the shemen, you're like made an akira from its smoke and munach. According to Tanakama, that shemen is one body and yain is another body. So the shemen on top that's floating around the water, around the yain, is not called munach. It's called like the eggs before, the nut floating on top of the water, that the nut is not munach. Here also, the shemen is not munach. This will be potter. So it's totally in this machlokes. Rashi machlokes, if you're looking at Rabbanan, it's not shemen, shel truma. Shetzafa gabi yain shel truma. Tful yain is alocha poiseles at truma min atorah. When he touches truma, he passes the truma mediraisa. The yavamis parakorum loy posa l'shemen bavad. The Tanakhama says only the shemen that he actually touched is mekabel truma. Lefi she'ein a chibur zelazeh. It's not considered one body. It's not a chibur. The shemen posalu. The shemen is posal. V'loy tamei. But it's not metame to metame something else. Hukach loy posa l'yayin. It's not metame the yayin. Olinian Shabbos the same alochanami have a kedover achar. It's like fitted like two different bodies. Hatzaf al hamayim. Hey, the shemen now is floating on top of the water, on top of the yayin. The lav haynu anachosa. If shemen is considered a special body by itself, so the mokum munach of shemen is not considered on top of yayin. Therefore, if you pick it up on Shabbos, it's not called an akira. You'd be potter, even though you walk outside with Abu Shishar Rabin and put it down, but you didn't make an akira to mechayev yourself. Omer Rav Avin, Omer Rav Iloi, Omer Rav Yechnin. For you toyin oichlin or mashkin. You happen to have oichlin, food or mashkin on top of you. Trash you toyin oichlin or mashkin means mashmash loitonu lekach. You did not pick it up in your house. I'm not to walk outside with it. Elo, for you toyin b'shus hayochid. Reilo lichon is obvious as obvious. You wanted to carry a sack of apples from one corner of the house to the other corner of the house, which is mutter. So you picked up the sack of apples, put it on your back. You didn't do any yisur yet, and you started to walk the other side of the house. Yeah. Umishaoka ragav. Yes, you started to walk. Nimlach. Now you changed your mind. V'yotza. You walked outside to Rishus Rabin. V'nichnas kol yom kuloi. You come back in. You go back out. You come back in. Is the halachas of Gemara. V'nichnas v'yotza kol yom kuloi. Is ain't mechayiv. You're not chayiv because you never made the akira al manas to walk outside with it. When you first pick up the sack of apples, you put it on your back, I'm not to walk in the house, which is not called an akira. In the house, you're allowed to walk. Now, while it's on you, you decide to walk outside. So you never made an akira from Rosh Hashanah. So you walk outside, walk inside, outside, inside, you're not chayiv midiraisa. Ein chayiv ad sheyamet. Until you have to stand still. If you stand still, that's called hanachas gufo yit kanachas chayfes dami. When you're standing still, now since your body is on the ground, it's considered like the sack of apples also munach on the ground. And now when you walk out with das, when you pick yourself up to walk outside with das, to go outside, that's called an akira, and then you'll be chayiv if you put it outside with shusharabim. Rashi ein chayiv at sheyamet. V'yachak kach yakar atzma. After you rest, you stand still, then you start to move. Lord says, I'm not to walk outside. The amidas gufoy, the fact your goof stood still, v'adai kamidas chayfetz dom. It's considered as if the chayfetz also rested. Hilkach. Now when you start to move, the okar almanas lotzeis, and you have das now to walk outside with it, is mechayiv. This is called a good akira to mechayiv yourself. Avo b'lo yamid, but without standing still, lek akira, there's no akira. Elo akir rishena. Only the first time you put the sack of apples on your back. The hilo hoysa almanat lotzis. Then you didn't put it almanat to walk outside. You put that almanat to walk from one corner to the other corner. And that's mutter. Aye, what's the difference? What your kavona was? Rashi was warning him, it's serious you made nakira though. What do I care when you picked up the sack of apples? You had that to put it on your back only to walk back and forth in your room. Or else if you had that to walk outside, minas gemino. But in both cases, the Messiah should pick it up and walk outside. So it's Rashi, Ba'atura, Lo'ichaiva, Lo'melechas, Machshevis. By Shabbos, the Lamates, Melochas have to be a chosh of a melocha. That means you have to have Machshevis, you have to know you're doing the melocha. The Garina Mimishkan, She'yifkaze, Lassas, Hamelocha. You have to know exactly, Kavona, what melocha you're doing. When they did the Mishkan, I saw, they knew they had that now to pick up this chesed, to bring it to the Mishkan. They had that to pick it up, Amenat, let's say. Or any malacha they did, they had kavona. Avo lo yoda, shu Shabbos. Aye, where's the case of a shogig? Just you forgot, today was Shabbos. Or if you saw the shemlocha zumuteret. The other case of shogig is, even though you know today is Shabbos, but you think this is not one of the lamates malachas. That's called a shogig. So you know exactly what you're doing, just you don't think this is awesome. Now, Shankin here, when you first picked up this sack of apples, since then your das was just to walk back and forth in your house. Now, walking back and forth in your house is not called a malacha. So when you made this akira, you had no das to make an akira of a malacha. So later, when you changed your mind and walked outside, it's not considered you did an akira of a malacha. That's why you put it.
Where did you stand? Where did you meet up?
In the house. Before you walked outside, you stood in your house. So standing still in your house, blind as if the chayfet is munach on the ground. Now, when you start to walk, I'm not to walk outside, you're walking, it's like you're making a new akira. That's called akira, and that's why you chay. Omer Abaye, Zokta Abaye, what's called an amida? What's called you standing still? Hushomad lofush. You have to stand still to rest. We'll soon see the two types of standing still. Or the drashi, hushomad lofush, lonuach, to rest. Hahi heve amida, that's called an amira. Mele of Yakira, the master of Yakira. When you start to walk a second time, that's called the main Akira. Avaloimid lekate. Let's say you stop just to put the sack better on your back, like it was falling off you. So you stop for a second just to put it back better on you. Lesakin masoy to mesakin, the weight, alksaif on your back, lava midi, that's not called an amida. Because that's the derech, the way people walk. People walk and they have to fix themselves. They stop for a second to fix themselves, that's not called an amida. Amida means you have to stop for rest, to rest. So the raya, mora, mimai, what's the raya? Midiyama ma, we learned before, teich dal damas. If somebody walks dal damas reshus rabin, that means you pick up the chayfet in the reshus rabin, and you walk dal damas, then you put it down, you chayid midiraisa. That's the malacha of havaras dal damas reshus rabin. Now, what's going to be? Teich dal damas, the middle be dal damas, omad lofish. You stop to rest. Potter. Even though then, you know, if you walk 2 amas, you stop to rest, then you walked another 2 amas, you put them in the raisa. Why? Because you did not make an akira and walked valid amas. Since you rested in between, you mavati your first akira, and now when you start moving, you make a second akira, but each one was only 2 amas you put it. Mashenke lekate, luitsa in between you walking the valid amas. You stop just to fix the masa on your back, then it's chayim. So you see, if you stop just to fix the masas, that's considered a derech of walking, and it's not considered an amida to break the first akira. So it's considered one straight tavor of daladamis, therefore yichai. Now, chutzla daladamis, after we walk daladamis, omad lofosh, if he stopped there to rest, is chai? Because that's called, you made an avor already daladamis, you walk daladamis, and now you stop to rest, yichai, that's called hanocha. Lekate, let's say after you walk daladamis, you stop, but only to fix the pack on your back, is like the potter. Why? Because you didn't make hanocha yet. So it means your potter calls him on, you don't make hanocha. It could be you walk right there into Rishus Yach and put it down there. If you never made a hanocha in Rishus Rabin, you'd be potter. So Gemara Maikamashman, what's the Kiddush? Shloihoi Sa'akiro Mishor Rishon Lakach. And what's the Bechal, the Kiddush of the first Gemara of Omer Abeloi Omer Abyechinin? That how you toy an Eichlin Omashkin. In the case where you picked up the sack of apples, I'm not to walk back and forth in your house like your potter. What's the Kiddush? That when you first picked up the sack of apples, you did not have das to walk outside with it, but at that time you thought you're only going to walk back and forth in your house. For the Gemara, Amar Rav Yechon Echad Zimner, Rav Yechon said this Kiddush already once. The Amar Rav Saf, Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Yechon. Hamavir Chveitzu Mizoblus Mizoblus. That's the case. Somebody's carrying books in his house. and he's carrying it, or a chair is carrying, from one corner of the house to the other corner of the house. That's mutter gomer. So you picked it up in your house. I'm not to walk from one corner to the other corner. It's mutter. Now the nimlach, now while you walk and you change your mind. Nimlach aleim b'yitziyon, now you walk outside and put up your shus rabim, is aloha potter. So instead of that is aloha potter. Why? So hoysa kiri mishor v'shem lakach. Because beginning, when you picked up the chair, you did not have lechus machshavis. You did not have a machshava then to pick it up. I'm not to walk outside to make an akira. You had machshava just to walk back and forth in your house. That's not called an akira at all. That's mutter. So you see, since you didn't have machshava at the beginning, it's mutter. So what have you have to say it two times for? Since my portion, I'm a roi ninu. If two I'm a roi saying over the shame of Yechidin. My rom aloh b'hai lishna. One amara said he heard from Yechidin this way. Or my rom aloh b'hai lishna. One said heard from Yechidin this lotion. Benachlam, if Yechidin said it once. So the two Amaroyim said it over two different ways. But then it's the same exact same Chiddush. That the only Chayiv, you have to make the Akirim, you have to pick up the Chayiv, with that Amanas, to take it outside. But if you pick it up to do a double hefty with it, then later while you're walking, you change your mind, you put it. By the Tana Rabbonin, HaMoitzei Mechanus. Chanus is a store, that's a Rishus HaYochid. You picked up some food, you picked up a loaf of bread in the store on Shabbos, Lepaltiyah. You walked outside the palti, that's Rishus Rabin, that's the makom where a lot of people are there. Derech Satya, but you walk through, Satya means like the platforms in front of the sewer, which is the Carmelis. There's a bakery shop, and in front of the bakery shop was like platforms, which happened in Carmelis, and in front of that is Rishus Rabin. So the kids say, you made an akir in Rishus HaYochid, you went through the Carmelis and put it down Rishus Rabin. Are you chayiv or not? That's the shayla. So Rashi, Chanos is Rishus HaYochid. Paltiyah Rechobo Rishus Rabin. That's a wide place, which is Rishus Rabin. Derech Safiyah, Mokim Itzaboyis, platforms. Sheyeshkin Seichim, that's where the business people used to sit. Vishem Karmelis, Aleh. It has a Shem Karmelis to it. The Lavli Luchulu Rishus Rabin. Even though it has no Mechitz, it's a wide place, but it's not a Mokim for people to walk. You don't walk on top of platforms. Therefore, it's Tzidr Karmelis. So that's the Gemara Shalla Yechayivana. Since you made the akir in Rishus HaYochid and you walked outside and put it down with Rishus HaRabim, that's called you made Hoytzor. What's the Gemara with the Mashalavis? So the Gemara is Chayiv. The Tanakhama says you Chayiv, that's good. Trashi Chayiv. Hoyuv lo yom the Safi, since you did not stand still in the Karmelis, lof was to rest. Is ain't kind of Noch, hello, Papia. You have no Hanocher in the Karmelis, you only have Hanocher in Rishus HaRabim, so Chit, you Chayiv. You carried from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, you Chayiv. Or Benazai says the Chiddush no poiter. Benazai holds your poiter. So tomorrow, this thing of Benazai, you understand Benazai good. Kisavra nu svara mahala koymedami. Panaya svara. He holds when you're walking, it's considered like you're aimed, like you're standing still. So Mela, since you walk through Carmelis, it's as if you stopped and rested in the Carmelis, and then you picked yourself up again and went from a Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim. So your poiter. You only chayim midiraisi be carried direct from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. When you walk through a Karmelis, but now the story is Mahalach walking at din as if you're Eibit. That's Benazai's tremendous Chiddush. So Tais brings down that Yishalmi Yisakash, according to Benazai, Yishalmi Porach, Al Baitet the Benazai, no dem is Chayiv, Al Dal Damas, Bishus Rabin. How could you ever be Chayiv for walking Dal Damas, Bishus Rabin? L'yelam, the Yasa Kimi Shunchu, Al Kol Amu V'yama. According to Benazai, whenever you're walking, there's always considered like you made Anokha. You stop. So every time you take one step, if this you stop and you pick yourself up, you made a new Akira, a new Anach, a new Akira, a new Anachim. You never have a case of walking by Damas with Shusar Rabin, according to Benazai Svara. Let's check Yerushalmi. The Tzaddikim who want to say one Tertzis, you say you jumped at Dal Damas with Shusar Rabin. That's the whole case according to Benazai Chayiv. They say it's not Mustafa like that. So the Maskona place says is the Avad that's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. There's Halacha that if you walk Dal Damas with Shusar Rabin, even Benazai is Moido Yechayiv. The Tzaddikim is Mechayiv for that. Because Benazai's Chiddush is, when you walk through a Karmelis, you automatically potter. Because when you're walking through a Karmelis, when you went from a Shusha Yachid into the Karmelis, as if you stopped there, you potter, then you picked it up and walk outside, you potter, that's Benazai's word. So in Stam, the Gemara says we understand that. Bishleim Benazai, Ksava Malachai Medomi. Ela Rabbona Fred Gemara, that's the Yechayiv, Nihinami, the Ksava Malachai Medomi, like we hold. That avad of walking is not considered like you're standing, considered like you're walking. Or the Gemara, hechi ashkechano kai davna. How do we find such a case? The chayiv. Because where's the right of teres mechayiv you when you carry from a shushi yochid to Rishus Rabim through a Karmelit. Maybe the Torah Tzitzah is only when you carry directly from your house into the Rishus Rabim. But when you go through a Karmelit, make it taste the Torah's Mechayev you. That's the Gemara of Kasha. The Drash Hechi Yashachon Kai Gavna, the Misafka, the Mifsako Rishusa, that is a Hasaka of Rishus, Achriti in between, Mechayev, and still the Torah's Mechayev you. Maybe the only Yisrael saw, like in the Mishkan, Moshe told Edom, don't take the Matanis out of your house to my Machna. That was direct from Rishus Yechel to Rishus Rabin. That's the Yisrael. But when you walk through a Hafsak to Rishus in between, maybe a potter. For tomorrow, how did Rabbanan know Yechai? This will be good, like we said the first year, Tayyip says, the Malacha Saitzor is a Malacha Geruah. Like it's a shvachra malacha, because you're not really doing anything to the chayfetz. Like it might not mean if you walk back and forth in your house, or you pick up the chayfetz and walk outside. So since it's a malacha geruah, you can only be chayyid for the exact case it was in the Mishkan. That's the most kasha. Maybe the Mishkan you only chayyid when you carry directly from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus Rabin. But when you pass through a karmelist in between, maybe you put it. The guy come out to every house we have like that. You have your house in Rishus HaYochid, you walk outside in front of your lawn, which is a karmelis, and then you walk outside to the street with the Rishus HaRabim. So that's Gemara, how do we know Yechayiv maybe in such a case of potter? Om Rabbi Yechanon, I bring you Raya.